Injury-wise, how are you looking ahead of this match against Middlesbrough this weekend?
Well, Giles Coke has broken his hand, so we're waiting for a cast to be fitted to, for allow him to play. We just need the swelling to just go down so they can fit him. Antonio has torn ligaments in his ankle, so he's going to be weeks rather than days, unfortunately. So it's a big loss for us. Disappointing for the boy. And Lewis played in a reserve game the other day, as such, at under 21. But he just felt his hamstring tight, so injury-wise, it's probably worse if better as such.
So, Antonio, then, weeks, do you have an idea how many weeks you might be sidelined for?
It will be weeks, yeah. It won't be a couple of weeks, it'll be weeks, yeah.
So, at least a month or so then.
I think so, yeah.
And he was just getting back into the swing of things. I know we had a bit of a joke about his cameo performance at Reading, but he was starting to look a bit more like it, and then all of a sudden, bang, and he's gone again.
It's amazing, really. So disappointing for the boy because his season's been stop-start, and I think he's sick of sight of seeing the physios and vice versa as such. And like you say, we seem to be getting back out on the training pitch. It was a contact injury at Huddersfield last week when he's nearly through. The boy Gerrard's took ball and man as such. It was a good tackle, but he's come off worse as such, unfortunately. So that we had to take him off at half time. We was hoping for one when he went to the scan, but the scan has proved that he's torn ligaments in his ankle.
And Buxton's an interesting one because he's been 2 weeks away from being back and available for probably about 2 months now. So how far does this set him back? When do you think he might be able to start training fully again?
Well, he was back fully training. We just felt that he didn't get any football the other night against Charlton. He was on the bench, so he was fit and ready. So we just played him in the under 21 game at Coventry, and he's just had a little bit of a reaction. So touch wood, that would be just general stiffness as such and soreness. But again, I think the physios are wanting to send him off for a scan just to check the damage.
Over the course of the past two games, you obviously made changes between them. Is this team going to look a little bit more like Huddersfield or a little bit more like Charlton?
We've got through training today with touch wood, no problems. We'll have a head count tomorrow. Now, the pleasing thing, like I say, is that there's always another game after a disappointing game the other night. There's always another game, and it's come quickly against Middlesbrough on Saturday. But the most important thing is that, like I said to the players, is that we allowed Charlton to probably set the tempo of the game, and once you set the tempo and you can control the game, we didn't get going till the second half. But the most important thing, like I say, is we've got another game to get this out, get out of our system.
There's been a few question marks raised from supporters about the volume of changes in between the games. Can you explain your thinking behind bringing in the volume of lads that you did between the two matches?
Yeah, three games in 6 days. At the end of the day, I pick a team to win games of football. And we just needed to freshen it up. You can ask the same with Charlton. I think Charlton made four changes as well. But the difficult thing is playing Saturday, Monday, which is in my thoughts. And as we can see there now, we're trying to get players back. And unfortunately, when you're working at high intensity, you do tend to get injuries, as it's shown with McHale and with Lewis Buxton.
And Martinez in goal, is that, because I know we've addressed this with you before, that Kirkland's just got this back issue. He can't really play two games so quickly anymore.
No. At the end of the day, they knew what the team was. Martinez has been playing in the cup games, and like I say, the most important thing is the 3 games in 6 days. It's asking any players to do that full shift is very, very difficult.
You'll have had the debrief and the review. So, what's been the fallout and the ultimate conclusion to why Monday essentially was a bit of a non-starter for Sheffield Wednesday?
Well, a non-starter again is couldn't predict it. I think I said that it's probably the worst 45 minutes display since maybe even going back to Rotherham this season as such. I don't know. At the end of the day, you can maybe carry two or three players and get away with it because it's a team sport where you're relying on the 11. But I just felt at first half there was probably six, seven, maybe eight players just didn't produce what I know they can produce and what the supporters know they can produce. Did it second half. We had a bit of a clear the air at half time. And it was probably. But the trouble is, you can't win games of football just playing for 45 minutes. You've got to do it for 90.
A couple of players who I wanted to mention, Lee and Semedo, the loss of them in how you want this team to play, how big a loss has that proven given the fact you haven't got the two sitters in there anymore?
Well, a huge loss. You just see needs to see the. success that we've had this season in regarding consistency. I'm a great believer if you can win the midfield, you more often not can go on and win the games. And Semi and Kieran Lee, they have been a big loss. They've played a big part in getting where we have. When I brought them in, people probably thought and think, question probably my selection of having them two in there. But I just feel the two of them complement each other. One breaks it up, one keeps it simple, and one's more creative as such. So they've been a big, huge loss. And the thing that frustrates me more than anything is how fully the treatment room is. And like I say, we seem to get one player back, but then maybe lose two as such.
Do you think that because some of the other midfielders that you've got, and it's not necessarily their strength, particularly with Semedo, he is sort of the defensive end of all that. Because controlling the midfield battle, are there other players who perhaps have more attacking intent? Is that going to be harder now for Wednesday?
No. At the end of the day, like I say, you defend with 11, you attack with 11. Whether I play three in midfield or I play two in midfield, the most important thing is we have to dictate the game and the pace of the game, and we have to set the tempo. If you set the tempo, you can control the game. I think first 3-4 minutes, whatever, Charlton put us on the back foot. I think we had about 3 or 4 corners to defend. But the disappointing thing is we've been very good and been shown a lot of quality on the ball. First half, we showed no quality whatsoever. We did well and better second half with a little bit of luck or a break. We might have got something out of the game as such, but like I say, you just can't play games for 45 minutes.
Sheffield Wednesday have welcomed Gary Medine back into the fold this week. First of all, what's his fitness? You've had a look at him this morning. How close to being fit is he?
No, he's been with a fitness coach. He's warmed up with the players. It was nice to see him back. If anything, it looks like a new signing for us as such. He's come in today. He's like a kid in a sweet shop as such. He's thoroughly enjoyed his day. But we've got to get him up and running as quickly as possible because we know that the goals he can provide us as such. So fingers crossed, again, what we can't do is put the pressure on him and get him to the intensity that we want to get him. And last thing we want him to do is, because he's not had the proper exercise that we want him to get in, he's probably going to be a week, 10 days before he can actually join the full squad as such, before he comes into my mind for selection anyway.
How big a decision was this for the football club to bring him back? Was it something that was easily agreed on, or was it, you know, a close call here, if you like, to bring him back into the fold?
A very close call. At the end of the day, I'd made the effort to go and see him. Had a good hour's chat with him as such. He needed to speak to the chairman and to Paul Aldridge as well. So we just came, and we just feel as though the boy deserves a second chance as such. And I think he's chomping at the bit. He's grateful, very remorseful. I think he's apologised. He's realised he's been a stupid boy as such. But the pleasing thing is now we can put that behind him and he can get on with his career.
Because of his, well, obvious lack of football recently, and given the fact that you've obviously now got several players who are in front of him in the pecking order, is there a consideration to send him out on loan to aid his recovery quicker?
I wish I had several players in front of him.
Well, you've got Afobe right now, you've got Bess, you've got Nuiu, you've got Lavery, you've all sort of hit the ground running and our match fit. He's week 10 days behind everybody else. If he's up for selection or not, have you considered sending him out on loan?
No, at the end of the day, we're giving him an opportunity to prove his fitness, prove his worth. We know that he's got a goal in him as such, whether it's coming on for the last 5 minutes or whether he starts in the game as such. No, I think the end of the day is that we just want 10 days to have a good look at him and then I'll make a decision then.
Do you feel that he still has to prove himself at Championship level?
Yeah, he'll have to prove himself that he's worth giving a second chance as such. So no, we're excited and confident and pleased that the boy's back.
And part of the reason I ask that question is, as you may or may not be aware, there's already been one or two managers kind of expressing an interest in him. Graham Cavan has been quite vocal about it. I presume there's been no conversation about sending him up there.
No, not whatsoever.
Right, okay. The other thing is, this week, Connor Wickham, now a Leeds United player, disappointed that he ultimately didn't come back here?
Yes, disappointed, like us all, because we know what Connor could do. I think the chairman's gone on record. We tried contacting Sunderland to bring him back, but I think the deal had already been done with Leeds. So we move on, and we thank Connor for what he did for us. But like I say, I can just concentrate and work on the players that are employed by Sheffield Wednesday Football Club.
Is this then pure and simple market forces then? Have they offered Sunderland more than Wednesday were prepared to?
I think you'll have to ask Sunderland that.
So the fact that it's... Because this has dragged on for quite a while, and this is sort of my final point on it. The fact that if Leeds had already had the deal in place, this has kind of gone on for quite a while, hasn't it? This almost Sunderland letting the courtship of Conor Wickham go on and on.
Well, the thing is, I think at the end of the day, it was, Conor is Sunderland's player. And obviously Gus Poyet needed him to for cover because of the boy Fletcher's injury. What's happened now is I think the boy Fletcher is now available for selection, which has opened the door for Conor to go. We were hoping that Sunderland would contact us, but unfortunately, like I said, they hadn't been in touch. But I think the deal had already been done with Leeds anyway, as such, with it through the agent and through the player and through the club as well.
So Middlesbrough then next. Well, they're not scoring right now. What kind of a prospect are they then?
Well, at the end of the day, the Middlesbrough, new manager as such, who's still probably finding his feet in the Championship. We know, and they're probably maybe underachieving as well with the quality of the squad. One thing we do know is, again, that it'd be a difficult tie for us, but like I keep saying, is we have to start right. That was the thing. That was the biggest bugbear for me the other night, was the way we started, and I'm so disappointed. But the pleasing thing is, like I said, there's another game. We've got a good opportunity on Saturday.
Have you seen that type of response? I mean, we've just had Giles Coke sat where you're sat, and his response to the performance and indeed his own as well as the defeat, it was you know, bigger than you normally get. So there's clearly been a little bit of hurt about the type of performance against Charlton.
Well, I think you just saw the reaction we got second half. I think we had him penned in, did Charlton, and then suddenly we've just conceded a stupid goal from a set play where we've probably totally dominated the game. Fortunate to maybe go in at half-time, only 1-0 down. But it's like I keep saying, it's our patch. We need to set the tempo and we need to be better with the ball. We need to be better work rate. We'll be closing down, tackling, and we need to be putting pressure on and closing them down.
Middlesbrough, of course, you'll have had them watched. Am I throwing out some international football stereotypes here to say that under Carranca now they are, you know, they've got the possession obsession that so many in Spain seem to have?
At the end of the day, again, there's two sides of the game, with the ball and without the ball. And if any team with the ball wants to play along the run 18-yard box, if we go and close and press them and force errors, which we need to do, I'd rather win the ball around their 18-yard box than winning it around our own 18-yard box. So, no, we'll be ready. We'll be ready. We know what to expect. We do know that they've got some senior professionals in there that know the Championship. But like I say, I'm looking for a reaction from my players this Saturday.
It's an extraordinary thing, though, isn't it, not to find the net for six games? I mean, that puts quite a bit of pressure on them, doesn't it?
Well, that's why we all want these strikers. That's why when you said about several strikers in front of Gary Medine, no, I wouldn't mind several strikers as such. No, that's the hardest part of the game, is scoring a goal. As we showed the other night, you just need a little bit of a break or a little bit of luck in that 18-yard box. And you maybe need a little bit of goal line technology sometimes as well.
Has that been mentioned? Because have you mentioned that? How far has that gone? Because I know it's a decision that obviously a lot of people have been talking about since then, the fact that it was an issue the other night.
Well, I think at the end of the day, people just want to know one way or the other whether it's happened. And I think eventually it should filter through the divisions as such. And then there's no phones in saying about was it over or not. Then you get more clarity then as such. Then one thing we do know, it only takes a couple of seconds just to stop it and... I think Mark Clattenburg was probably looking at his watch, thinking if it had gone over, because that's what happens in the Premier League.
So just finally then, home form, you know, not won the last three. How important is it that you get back on that horse and quickly?
Very much so. At the end of the day, sometimes you can get some satisfaction out of the performances, but it is about the results. And I'd rather play ugly on Saturday and win 1-0.